natural behavior, yellow crazy ant, also known as Maldive ant. As part of its inherent mannerisms, the crazy ant species exhibit diurnal foraging habits, abode either on land or up in trees, and feed on diverse invertebrates. Furthermore, the erratic ants establish settlements housing multiple queen ants, enabling swift territorial expansion across vast regions. The magnitude of these colonies can reach such unprecedented levels that they've been observed to drastically decrease the populations of rivaling bugs due to resource-related contests. Overall, the physical characteristics of yellow crazy ants make them easily recognizable and distinguishable from other ant species. Understanding their physical description is the first step in identifying them in their natural habitat. Interactions with other species. Yellow crazy ants are known to have a significant impact on the ecology of their habitats, as they can outcompete other ant species for resources, leading to a decline in their population. They are also known to have a detrimental impact on the nesting success of birds, such as the Christmas Island frigate bird, which nests on the ground and is vulnerable to ant predation. Additionally, they can have a negative impact on other invertebrate species, especially those that rely on nectar from plants, as the yellow crazy ants tend to protect honeydew-producing insects and deter other nectar-seeking insects. The future of yellow crazy ants. In conclusion, the future of yellow crazy ants is uncertain. The damage they have caused to ecosystems, particularly on islands, is significant. They not only displace native species, but also disrupt the natural functioning of ecosystems. The success of their invasion can be attributed to their aggressive behavior, large colony sizes, and ability to form supercolonies. Efforts to control and eradicate yellow crazy ants have been challenging due to their ability to quickly adapt to new environments and to spread rapidly. However, there are ongoing research and management programs being undertaken to limit the impact of this invasive species. One of the key approaches to managing yellow crazy ants is through the use of baiting. This involves the placement of toxic baits that are attractive to the ants, which they then carry back to their colonies. Another approach is through the use of physical barriers, such as tree bands, which prevent ants from climbing up trees and accessing their food sources. It is important to continue monitoring the spread and impact of yellow crazy ants, and for governments and communities to work together to manage their populations and protect native ecosystems. By understanding their natural behavior and habitat, we can better prevent and manage the spread of this invasive species.